Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Check it out. You already know this your folks. Trillville.
Yes, sir.
And you already know you tune in to 92.9 The Game with who? Andy and Randy.
Yes, sir. Welcome back, man.
Woo! Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, final hour for us, brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Smoke and Joe Patrick's going to join us in about 20 minutes from right now. See if he's got any further injury updates on what's going on up at Flowery Branch. Obviously, we're all keeping an eye on the quarterback, Michael Penix, and his knee injury that he suffered against the San Francisco 49ers. We'll also continue talking about the Dolphins matchup on Sunday afternoon with Joe. We'll wrap things up with an AMA, as we always do at 1:40. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open. All you got to do is call. Great calls this week, too, by the way. Appreciate that. So we'll take phone calls at 1:40 and answer any questions that you have. And we'll get back into the big story of the day in just a couple of minutes as well.
We were talking about heist films the other day. Kind of loosely.
Yeah, kind of.
And I was doing some reading on that Louvre thing, and I'm just like, there's got to be a movie coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Like a poorly made direct-to-streaming movie. But that needs to be put together.
Yeah, I mean, in the world of everything being monitored and security and cameras and all of that, like the Louvre is the most famous museum in the world, right? Like that's where the Mona Lisa is, right? Like that's
yeah.
If it's not the most, it's one of the most famous, and I would assume highly secure.
Certainly from an art perspective, yeah.
Yeah. So the fact that these guys could just get one of those, you know, what do they call those things that like the electric company uses to get up to the
right, yeah,
whatever you call it, crow's nest or like whatever it is,
scissor truck, bucket truck,
the bucket truck,
yeah.
They could get one of those up to a window, cut the window open, get in there, get what they need out. And get out of there with Vespas in like 10 minutes and actually steal priceless art and jewels is incredible.
Here's what's funny to me, and it might be the case, but it also might not be the case, is like the lead investigator immediately comes out and is like, this is a very accomplished group who had done a lot of recon and they're, you know, they're trying to undersell it.
Right.
And I'm like, or maybe they got drunk two nights ago and be like, I bet with a bucket truck we can get up there.
You see that window? It's not even, it's open.
They had planned
the
and they
not
had
even locked.
Studied.
Nick Cousin
and
Rob has a bucket truck.
They knew the routines
France, man.
And
not England. It's
they
France.
They knew exactly where to go and what they had targeted. There was planned. And I'm just like,
of course, they're going to make it out to be Ocean's 11, but
and
it might not be.
It's so much funnier if it's not.
Yeah, it would be great if
it's so much funnier if it's like, eh, I just got lucky. Kind
yeah.
of went in, went out.
I don't know. I don't know why I feel this way, but there's something about the fact that there are still. Like art heist.
It's a smash and grab.
That I like.
It's an old school smash and grab.
I don't want people to steal. I'm anti-theft. I am against crime, and you can quote me on that. But I like that these guys got away with
it. I also
or girls.
Right, we don't know. I also was thinking, like, all right, so you got like the crown jewels of France. You can't pawn them.
No, like black market.
And then they're like, we can't even do that.
Why not?
But they're like, the only way they can move it is to melt it down or recut the gems. I'm like, that's brilliant.
That is brilliant.
And I'm like, why did you put that in the public? They might not have thought of that
yet. We never thought of that.
They might not have figured out that
we didn't know what to do with
it. Just sell a crown from 1720.
That's great.
And now they know what to do.
That's great. It's like one of those many things I wouldn't know what to do. It's like the Chauncey Billups thing. Let's get to the big story of the day as we get to the Chauncey Billups thing. It is not, if you don't know what I'm talking about, it is not what you think. Let's get to the big story of the day. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain. Bow!
Woo! A lot of things we need to clean up, I think, stating the obvious. And on some level, games like this, you know they're going to come in some capacity. This is it's tough to have this on your home opener.
Yeah, I mean, that's Hawks head coach Quinn Snyder talking about the Hawks getting smacked on opening night last night, 138-118. I mean, yeah, it does happen throughout the course of 82 that you just don't have it. Oftentimes, it's on the second half of a road back to back, missing a starter or something. Not on opening night where everyone's available at home after an off season where everyone's fired up about the new additions and all that. Now, look, I mean, chemistry, sure, and that's a part of it. 138 points. And 86 of them coming in the paint, and that type of transition defense doesn't have that much to do with chemistry.
Yeah,
that's not a chemistry thing.
No, and the good news is, you now have something to focus on, and you can start to address some issues. You've kind of been shown some holes in your game as a team quite immediately, and then the other aspect is you didn't shoot well, and I think there you look at just. I mean, this is not some new brilliant idea. When you make shots, you can set your defense, right? And so that will help a little bit. But, yeah, I think it was pretty obvious that in addition to just not having a good shooting night, they were all over the place. I mean, defensively, they were all over the place.
Yeah, they were confused. Now, Dyson Daniels missed the majority of the first three quarters with foul trouble, played very little because he was in foul trouble the whole time.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, look, that's part of it, but that's not the whole explanation. The other thing, too, is when you lose by 20 – the NBA, especially on your home floor, a lot of times it's because the other team just got scorching hot from three. Raptors were 6-25 from three last night. They didn't shoot it well either from down. Now, they shot it well at the rim because they got a lot of uncontested looks in transition. And mid-range, too. I mean, Scottie Barnes and Brandon Ingram, they've got some good mid-range players. But, yeah, that was a disappointing way for the season to start.
Well, you were out-rebounded by 20. That means the opposing team's going to get more possessions, more opportunities, and plus 23 in fast break points for the Raptors. Easy buckets. And so shooting well or not, if you just get into the rim and there's no one to stop you, that's a real problem. Plus 30 in the paint?
Yeah.
That's not good.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, look, again, this isn't the NFL. Every game isn't 25% more important than it is. It's You have 81 more, and so you figure it out. It's not a great start, also considering the next two opponents. And you're at Orlando and then home against OKC. And I mentioned this at the start of the show, Bunk. I always want to sit here and be like, I get it. You're 0-3. I'm not saying they're going to lose both of these, but if you do, they are difficult games. If you do, I want to sit here and say, all right, you're 0-3. There's still 79 games left, and you know you got time to turn it around, blah, blah, blah. We did say that about the Braves at 0-7, and it just didn't get to where it needed to be. And so, not saying that they're the same team, but there's always going to be a little bit of that feeling in it as well.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to get off to a slow start, obviously.
But we were all prepared for it.
We did talk about how the first month or so might be rough, given all of the new pieces coming together and all that. And I still think that that's true. I mean, I'm kind of like, you basically got till January to get it all ironed out. Then football's over. We'll click over, and it's like, all right, these guys are pretty good. I'm not saying we're, of course, we're going to watch the games, but you know what I mean. In terms of like the focus, the microscope of the NBA season, you got about 25 games to kind of get ready, and then everybody kind of jumps on board and gets on for the end of the year. It is hard though to talk so much about perimeter defense and all the guys you added that can defend and give up 138 on your home floor. That's a tough one. Now, silver lining. Quinn Snyder didn't get arrested by the FBI this morning, mm-hmm. which not every NBA coach can say. Chauncey Billups, who we mentioned earlier, did. Apparently he's involved with fixing mafia poker games, which seems like a dangerous thing to be involved in. I don't know. How do you get involved in that? How do you meet someone that asks you to be a part of it? I don't know. Do you owe the mob money? I don't know. Probably not worth speculating. But he got arrested this morning. Terry Rozier did as well of the Miami Heat. His is more sports betting, props on himself and things like that. And so now here we are, opening week, opening couple days of the NBA season, and there is a massive gambling scandal in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, and Damon Jones is involved potentially on both sides of this, and I haven't really heard any tie-ins from him yet in terms of how the prop and the sports gambling stuff.
No one knows who that is.
Well, sure.
Everyone's like, sure. Who? Damon Jones?
Yeah, well.
I haven't thought about him in years.
But he's almost the more interesting story being tied to both of them. I mean, right. We just don't have that much. Look, it's quite frankly, it sucks for the league. Like, because it you're completely overshadowing a lot of different things.
There were some great stories last night, probably none greater than Wemby.
Well, you're right.
And
you're,
no one's going to talk about that.
We're not really talking about Inside the NBA debuting on ESPN.
Now, I can't wait to hear those guys talk about this because that is going to be, it's first of all, it's going to be good because they are going to be knowledgeable and honest about it, but it's going to be funny too.
Yeah. But we're not talking about their debut. We're not talking about, as you mentioned, Wemby. There were a couple really good games. I know you and I briefly mentioned VJ Edgecombe and the debut he had in Philly. There's a lot of good performances. That Cleveland Knicks game was pretty good. But it just completely, all of it, wiped away by, I don't know, what time is it, 9:30 this morning? Maybe a couple clicks before that?
Yeah, by the time most people would have been gotten
You can't up. Discuss a game. I mean, I know we just spend some time on the Hawks, but like you can't discuss a game today with that being the
certainly not nationally.
Not an out-of-market game, yeah.
Yeah, certainly not nationally. And again, it's going to be something that is a they're going to have to address it on all the pregame stuff tonight. And I mean, it's also, you know, and I know that these things aren't directly related. People try to make everything a direct correlation when it isn't. It's more indirect, I would say. But I mean, it's not like they're not telling us what to bet on when we're watching the games. It's not like we're not getting commercials with this prop bet and this line. And I mean, it's everywhere now. So for all the people that when it started to happen like this, we're like, I don't know, be careful. Maybe this is the wrong road to walk down. They're puffing their chests out today being like, yeah, we kind of told you guys making everything about gambling was going to make more people get involved with gambling, which it has.
Yeah, I mean, sure, it's a little easier. For me, it's just at least it's above board now. Like, I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, but
people,
of course people were, but way more people are now.
Yeah.
And it's different, I think, the way that it's marketed where it's on your phone.
It's more publicly accepted.
It's way more publicly accepted. And I don't know, a lot of the marketing surrounding it is a little disingenuous about how easy it is. I think you're talking about how easy it is to use the app or how easy it is to get this bonus or whatever. It makes it sound like they're telling people it's easy to win at gambling, which it isn't. It's incredibly hard to win at gambling. But
our picks tomorrow. We're finally back to 500. Yeah. Some of us.
I'm a hypocrite if I sit here and try to be I get a check every month by encouraging all you guys to download the Prize Picks app. And that's not gambling, by the way. That's daily fantasy.
That's right.
Daily fantasy.
Skill-based game.
But, yeah, I mean, look, we're all in it. We're all in it. You just got to be honest about it.
Hey, after the weekend, on Tuesday, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll get you ready for Kennesaw State game that night. And they're going to be enjoying some eat, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. Dukes and Bell, Tuesday, 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw.
Smoke and Joe Patrick, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider, will join us next. We'll find out if he has any new info on Michael Penix and his injury. We'll talk about the Falcons and Dolphins game coming up on Sunday afternoon as well. Don't go anywhere. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
See, if the Louvre would have had Ackerman security, they'd have all their art still. And a Yeti cooler. Should have thought of that. Should have downloaded the Odyssey app and had it over there in France. It would have been taken care of. We're about 15 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic, the phone lines will be open at 404-726-0929. All you have to do is call that number. Talk to Bo Johnson, which is a delight anyway. Get on hold and then ask us a question afterwards. It's as simple as that. Final hour of the show brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Let's just get right to it because there's a lot to talk about with Smoke and Joe Patrick. So let's get him in here.
In one quarter, we've got 92.9 The Game's midday host, Andy and Randy, at a combined 12 feet 3 inches and just under 400 pounds, to the best of our knowledge. And in the other corner, 92.9 The Game's reporter Smokin' Joe Patrick at an undisclosed height and weight because he likes to cause trouble.
92.9 The Game Falcons insider Smokin' Joe Patrick joins us at this time every Thursday. Joe, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys. You know, as good as you can be, I guess, after that Sunday night for football performance, but I'm sure we're going to talk about it here.
Yeah, definitely. Not great, obviously. Looking to bounce back against a very bad team in Miami. We'll talk about them in just a few minutes, but quarterback's banged up. What do you know about Michael Penix's injury?
Yeah, you know, he's got that bone bruise to the knee is where the team is kind of saying that the injury, that's the body part, basically, that's being labeled. There was some confusion about that earlier this week, but you could see it happen kind of toward the end of that game. He got rolled up on a bit and was clearly in pain and grimacing. He was listed as an estimated limited participant yesterday, so they didn't actually practice. Today they will practice. They're scheduled to start here in about 20 minutes, so I guess you can stay tuned to Twitter accounts and such to get the update on that. But I would expect him to be out there and playing, and I think the full expectation for the team is that he will be ready to go. But in case he's not, you know, if worse comes to worse, then, you know, they've got a suitable backup, although I'm sure that is a very much an emergency break glass in case you need to use him situation with Kirk Cousins.
And I want to continue on that line of questioning because I talked with Andy about this earlier. I asked Mike Conti off air the same question. Well, let's say they go ahead with Michael Penix, and just physically it's not where it needs to be, even though he makes the start. Do you think they are prepared to pull Penix in favor of Kirk because of a physical situation only?
I think they have to be prepared for that. And Raheem Morris said yesterday when he talked to media that we're not going to put Mike in harm's way. Like, this organization is not going to put him at the risk to potentially, you know, cause further damage to the injury. And I think that if he is looking banged up and he is at that point, I mean, ultimately, I think that is why you have a quarterback in Kirk Cousins. He's the ultimate insurance policy for the most important position in sports. I do think, though, that they are going to want to try to not put Kirk Cousins on the field as much as possible because of then the situation you get into, you know, who gives you the best chance to win week to week. Because while there's no question that everybody, every fan, every, you know, person inside the building at Flowery Branch understands that Michael Penix is the long-term future for this organization, but I think there probably is some question as to, like, who gives you the best chance to win this Sunday, especially when you're going on the road and Michael Penix has not looked particularly good, especially this season when the team has gone on the road. So I think for a lot of reasons, it's a big game and it's a game that you feel like you really need to win if you really do consider yourself a playoff team.
You kind of got at what I was going to ask about there in a way, but I want to go just a little further in that, like, it feels like a more complicated situation than it needs to be because of who the backup quarterback is. Like, if the backup quarterback was just Taylor Heinicke or some, like, whatever other teams have as their backup quarterback, do you think it would be easier for the Falcons to be like, yeah, Penix is banged up this week, we need to sit him down and have the backup start?
Man, you know, I think that's only a question that can be, you know, answered by the people themselves, and I don't think you'll actually get that answer.
Of course,
you know,
like, obviously, of course they would never answer
the coaches
question.
And stuff are not going to. So all we can do is kind of psychoanalyze as the kind of what the situation is, and it's just, you know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because, like, you know, kind of the whole, one of the points about having, you know, this quarterback situation the way it is, and one of the reasons why the Falcons have not wanted to trade Kirk Cousins
right.
is because of the value that he gives you in that position in case you need it. But on the other side of it, it's like, you know, yes, while, you know, Michael Penix is a long-term future for this organization, no doubt about it, you have to win these games. And, you know, who gives you the best chance to win those games at this point, especially if you feel like he's dealing with something and he's not at 100%. So, you know, it's a dicey situation,
yeah.
I think, for the team to be in right now. And that's why it's a fascinating game to see how it plays out and to see if Michael Penix is able to go out there and play well. And like Kirk Cousins said, you know, don't let his backup see the field.
It is 92.9 The Game. Atlanta Falcons reporter Joe Patrick on the WadeFord.com hotline. We saw the transaction go down yesterday. Ray-Ray McCloud joins the Giants practice squad. What do we know about how things ended here with Ray-Ray McCloud? And I guess the prospects for him joining another team doesn't necessarily look great here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you know, Raheem Morris, again, kind of to the point we were talking about with the quarterback situation, this seems to be one where he, like, ultimately he did come out and say after he was getting, you know, pestered by questions, like, listen, like, you know, not going to say what's going on behind the scenes. And that, to me, says that there is something a little more than just the production, which is, like, that's kind of what he fell back on yesterday when he was asked about, you know, why the move. It's hard to make sense that it's a production issue when he burst out and had his most productive year in the NFL by far last year under the same, you know, coaching staff for the most part, except, you know, Ike Hilliard was fired. He did kind of double down on the fact that this was not a situation related to Ike Hilliard, which I initially suspected it was because, yeah. Guys, when he was interviewed in the media after Ike Hilliard's firing, he said things along the lines of, you know, this move shows that there's no loyalty in this league, that Ike Hilliard was the best coach I ever had. So I'm sure there were some misgivings about that one way or another, but I take Raheem at his word that that's not ultimately the reason why they let the player go, but it certainly does seem like there was something that happened behind the scenes or something that was festering that really kind of got to a point that became untenable with Ray Ray. And I think he's going to be missed because, you know, you went through a whole training camp with him basically as your number three receiver and planning to have a receiver like him, and they don't really have a natural backup for him at this time. So makes you wonder if they're going to hit the trade market or if they're going to try to kind of scour free agency to see if they can get anybody else in that wide receiver room.
It does make me wonder, but I'm not the Falcons insider. So I'm going to ask the Falcons insider if they're going to do something like that. Are they going to add another wide receiver?
I think they will. I think they will. I don't know if it will happen via a trade. I think that if it does happen via a trade, it would probably be something extremely minor along the lines of when this team went out and acquired Van Jefferson for like a 7th-round pick swap a couple years ago. Ultimately, I think this team probably needs a player a little bit better than what Van Jefferson was when he came to the Falcons. But, you know, I do think also that the team is better equipped to handle a loss of Ray-Ray McCloud, considering the way that this team's offense is moving to more of a 12 personnel set where Charlie Warner and Kyle Pitts are being used on most plays. And I think that Kyle Pitts and, you know, the strides that he's making this season allow you to do that, because while he is a tight end and obviously he can line up in line, we're seeing this year Zach Robinson exploring a lot more ways to use Kyle Pitts and Bijan Robinson, for that matter. You can use Bijan Robinson as a receiver as well, but you can see that they've clearly been more comfortable using Kyle Pitts as an X, kind of being split out to his own side on one side of the field. And so I think they will obviously continue with that, but it would help to get another body, and I would expect them to pursue that one way or the other.
Joe, I know you kind of got thrown into it in the midst of a game a week ago, and now you've had maybe a week to adjust and make some plans around it. But Divine Diablo out with the injured forearm. J.D. Bertrand in. Troy Anderson not ready to return yet. So how do you think the Falcons' defense may handle Diablo's absence differently this coming week versus when the injury happened and they didn't really have much planned for it in game last week?
Yeah. You know, Jeff Ulbrich kind of alluded to it yesterday that they're going to kind of, you know, it's not going to be one guy who comes in, fills in for Divine Diablo, because it makes total sense. Like, Divine Diablo is such a unique player with his size and his athletic ability. There aren't many players there's no player on this Falcons roster that can just kind of come in and replace exactly what he does. And so he said, it's going to, you know, we're going to mix and match. Sometimes it will be JD Bertrand, who obviously filled in for him. And for the most part, I believe it will be JD, but I would not be surprised to see the team play a lot more kind of nickel and maybe even dime situations where they would normally be in nickel with Divine Diablo, where, you know, they potentially bring in any number of defensive backs. It will obviously help to get Billy Bowman back, because he is a natural box safety and has some of that physicality, even though he's not a big guy whatsoever. I think the team does feel comfortable with him tackling inside the box, but also, you know, safeties like Jordan Fuller, you could go to some three safety looks. There's also a guy on their practice squad who they signed late in training camp named Ronnie Harrison Jr., who is kind of a similar mold of Divine Diablo, where he's a converted safety who they're basically training to play linebacker, and that's kind of been his development plan for the team. So keep an eye on that name when it comes to potentially practice squad elevations for a game and if he ultimately ends up on this roster while Divine Diablo is on the bench.
Great stuff as always, Joe. We'll know more, obviously, as the week goes on. And when you and I talk on Sunday morning for the Wade Ford Tailgate Show, hopefully we'll be able to tell everyone that everyone's healthy that can be and that they're ready to beat the hell out of the Miami Dolphins. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Smokin' Joe Patrick there, 92.9 The Game, Atlanta Falcons insider, joins us every Thursday at this time. Always great info. Like you said, they didn't really practice yesterday. It's kind of a walkthrough.
Yeah.
Right? So they'll actually practice today in about 15 minutes, and we'll know more about Penix then.
I do find that expected injury report hilarious. For the estimated injury report for the no practice day, I find it very funny.
Funny's not the word.
I find it funny.
The Wednesday thing, I don't know. Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
I guess.
Hey, if you want to get your Thanksgiving week started with golf, do so for a great cause.
I do.
You're going to. Because you're going to be attending, Andy Bunker.
I will.
92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. It's coming Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club up there in Woodstock. And your chance to sign up right now. Go to 92.9thegame.com and click the events link, but do it quickly. Foursomes are selling out. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets on Monday, November 24th.
It's a fun event. It's a nice golf course, and we will all be there. So we would love to see you there as well. AMA is next, so load the phone lines up, 404-726-0929. Call us up, get on hold, ask us anything. We will answer to the best of our ability. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. The AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in valiantly for Randy the first 4 days this week. We'll make it a clean sweep tomorrow as Abe will be filling in on Funk Friday. Tons to get into tomorrow. Obviously, Rodney Dabalsi will join us. Talk some Georgia football with him and get ready for all the games over the weekend. Randy will be back on Monday. 3 callers on hold. 3 phone lines available if you want to jump on. We will definitely get through the 3 callers. 404-726-0929. We'll start with Philip in Sharpsburg. Hey, Philip.
Hey, hope y'all are having a good day. 2 questions for you. First question, do you think the Falcons look at someone like Tyler Lockett to potentially replace a Ray McCloud or fill in for apparently injured Darnell Mooney, who hasn't had much production?
Right.
And then the second question, toilet paper, whenever you're putting it up, does the end come over the front or out the back?
Yep. Thank you, Philip. Both equally important questions. I do think that they will look at a player like that. I don't know that it will be Tyler Lockett specifically, but I would assume that they will. You know, Darnell's been banged up throughout the majority of the year, had his best game on Sunday, but hasn't been himself, and hopefully he will be better this Sunday against the Dolphins and going forward. But, yeah, I mean, you expected to have Ray McCloud as part of your pass game, and he's not here anymore. So I would love it if they add somebody.
Yeah, and in theory, that roster spot's now open. And, look, I like David Sills and Washington, right, and Kadarrell Hodge and Agnew, but they haven't stepped up and taken.
Well, and also none of those guys are kind of that type of receiver either.
Right.
You know? Maybe Agnew would be, but you know what I mean? Like, that's not really the style of receiver that they are. So, yeah, I assume that they will.
I just don't know if it'll be Lockett.
Yeah. Lockett. Obviously, that's the name everybody knows because he's had a nice career, and he was released yesterday at 4 o'clock. I haven't seen anybody.
How many more games OBJ got on that suspension?
Yeah.
You want him here?
I don't know. Yeah. Can he play? If he can play, get him out there.
Toilet paper?
Oh, I'm a waterfall.
Okay.
Waterfall toilet paper guy.
That's
bangs, not mullet. Over the top.
Over the top.
Anybody any other way, and like, you're showing some sociopathic tendencies.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
You dealing from the bottom of the deck? What are you, that's Chauncey Billups?
Not how the world's supposed to work.
Yeah. What about you? Oh, Abe, what about you, Abe?
I'm the same way.
Over the top. Okay.
Yeah, I am.
I will fix
but
it
I've,
if
I've
it
had
is put in there incorrectly.
Same.
I made a midlife switch.
Midlife being current?
It used to come from the bottom. Now it comes from the top.
Started from the bottom.
Now we're here.
Now we're here. Why?
I wanted to see why everyone said I was doing it wrong. Like, it's a very well-known thing. It's supposed to come from that direction, I guess.
Yeah, I think most people go
yeah,
over
and
the
I,
top.
I don't know. Okay. Just I didn't see the substance behind it, so I just kept doing what I was doing. Not a big difference.
Not
okay. Life-changing.
Okay.
But now I think I get judged less. First off, no one else in my house uses the bathroom but me.
Yeah.
Because there's never anyone else in my house.
You live alone.
But
Chipper poops outside.
Well, we'll find out when we get home, won't
usually.
We? We'll find out. A little usually concerned about that today.
So, yeah, I'm over the top. I don't know. Maybe it's a slightly OCD thing that I change it, but I do.
You want the most single college guy comment possible? I just leave the toilet paper just right there, and I just grab it. Mm. It's not even on like an official roller holder thing. It's just right there.
You deserve better than that.
I have one.
You should put it on there.
The one
you deserve to have toilet paper on a roll.
I didn't design my bathroom, but the one in my upstairs bathroom, it's too tight to where you would sit. It's a funny angle to get to it. And it's just easier if I just leave it right on the sink counter.
There's very little that I find lazier in a, and you're by yourself, so do whatever you want.
but in a domestic setting than somebody who doesn't replace it. Like,
you mean when it's,
if it's empty and then you just pop it on top, and I'm like, come on, it takes 12 seconds, not even 12 seconds.
It's right in the cupboard right there.
Just replace it.
You don't even have to take a step.
Put it up there. Come on. Don't do that. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, put it on the roll. You deserve to put it on the roll. Make your bed too sometimes. Do yourself. This is what I always say to my mother-in-law when she eats cereal for dinner. I'm like, come on. You deserve better than that. You deserve better than cereal for dinner. Make yourself just a sandwich or something, you know? Put something in there.
I would take most cereals over most sandwiches. If it's at night.
Not me.
Like late at night, if it's at noon.
No, but that's a snack. I'm talking about actual dinner.
Like 7 o'clock at night?
Yeah,
dinner?
Like dinner. Like, all I'm right. Not going to eat a meal. I'm going to pour a bowl of cereal.
Can be a you meal. Know who's a big cereal for dinner guy?
Who?
My dad.
Okay. I thought you were going to say you. I'm like, so no toilet paper roll, no made bed, cereal for dinner. Just come
it's
on.
A bachelor lifestyle. Joe Flacco
more
said it's
and more
cool.
Peels come off the onion all right. Every day.
Joe Mo, Flacco said I'm living the dream.
Mo is in Columbus. He did say that.
Y'all are funny, man. And it's funny that y'all actually had that conversation because definitely waterfall guy. Yeah. And I became a waterfall guy because of an older lady that I was dating in college. And she pretty much told me, hey, when you come over to my house, don't do this to the toilet station. I'm like, why? She's like, most women like for the toilet roll to go over the top. And I just went from there on. Now, Paul did give as Randy would say, he gave the YNs some info. So if y'all would just ask the female that one question, how do you like your toilet paper? She's going to look at you like, oh, my God, he actually cares. And we really don't. But, but hey, so two questions. Steak had a question this morning that I was like, I want to know what y'all's answers were to it because I just came up with a funny joke randomly. That question was, what's your favorite thing or what's your favorite place to gamble and what's your favorite thing to gamble on? And I don't know why. As soon as he said it, it was the kitchen and my wife's cooking. I was like, I would get killed.
Oh, no.
But,
Mo, what are
but
we doing?
Funny. But yeah. It's funny. It's actually it's a joke. It's a
you
joke. She
just
cook.
Got,
she can
you
throw
just
down.
Got out of the doghouse, brother.
Look, she could throw down, dog. But I was just like, that was the first thing I thought of. And I was like, okay, that's kind of hilarious because I'm sure Steak is only thinking about card games with trying to do stuff going on.
All right, Mo. Thank you. Thank you. We got it.
All right.
I like to gamble on golf at the golf course. People I'm playing with, whatever. It's always fun to do that.
I don't gamble very often. Like, I mean, a card game here if
either.
I'm in a casino, but like,
I don't either.
I would love to gamble on the Olympics.
Okay, do it. I think you can.
I'm sure you could. I would love
I think
to gamble
dream,
on like
a dream that you can achieve.
Who,
if you want to do so,
I want to gamble with people who don't know anything about the Olympics.
Okay.
Which is most everyone.
Or find a sports book during the Olympics. You probably know more than they do.
All right, Derek's in Charlotte. Hey, Derek.
What's up, fellas? I want to say, like, even though Randy is not here, like, out of all you guys, including Abe, like, your favorite, like, where y'all from, what's the best thing to do in your city? You know what I mean? Because right now, Charlotte is playing right now.
I know. You don't have to tell me twice, Derek. I've tried to tell people every time I get the chance about Charlotte. Favorite thing to do? I mean, you're from here.
Braves game on a nice day.
Okay.
I don't think much beats. Now, some of the a good portion of the season, it's too hot. I would say it's maybe not a nice day. But on a day it's not too hot, there's nothing better than sitting at the Braves Stadium and watching the Braves play game.
I mean, this is me, but he asked me. So if I'm in Seattle in the summertime, sun doesn't go down till way late because you're so far up there.
Yeah.
You can get like 10:15 dusk. So you can do super dusk golf. Like you can tee off at 7 o'clock and play 18 holes. And playing night golf that time of year, because the weather's usually pretty good that time of year, really great.
That sounds fantastic.
It's like, really fun.
Summer nights are great for golf if you can find somewhere you can see. Like, I play on some nighttime like lighted golf courses, like par threes.
Oh, yeah.
Phenomenal. You can take some beer with you and just walk around with
it. We need more of those. We need more of those
100%,
stadium
yes.
lit par three night golf courses. Alex is in Lawrenceville. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I got a couple of questions for you, man. I just confusing me, like, earlier. I was listening to, I don't know if it was Steg or his morning, that I think my man, he was right on point when he was saying that, how can McCaffrey go 24 carries for 126 and we not even get a first down on, with Bijan saying he's the best player in the NFC or in the NFL, and even not getting on third down, how can we not at least try to kick a field goal to tie it up 13-13? I know the Falcons been getting a lot of, you know, I want to say questionable coaching adjustments during the games, but I'm just looking at Raheem as like, I don't feel like it's that complicated to do simple plays. Like third and short, run the ball, kick the field goal to tie up the game. I feel like we sometimes just be overthinking like simple plays. I don't feel like you got to be.
Yeah, no, thank you, Alex. Thank you. I appreciate it. I definitely think there's some overthinking going on at times. I agree with that.
I don't have an explanation for like Bijan not touching it fourth and one. I will say this, in hindsight is what it is. I don't ever need to see really any team kick a 53-yard field goal on fourth and one. Like, I think you should be going for it there anyways.
Well, I also now, you know why the Falcons it. Didn't.
Right. Because and that's part of the equation.
Their kicker's not good.
But also, like, that's if why. They had Matt Bryant, prime era, I'm like, I don't know, man. Like, it's fourth and one.
It depends
like,
on the game.
I'd be okay going for it. Yeah, like, I'd be comfortable going for it.
I know what you're saying. It just, to me, it depends. Like, they hadn't been able to get anything
right
at that point of the game. It's like, tie it up, play some defense, get the ball back, maybe kick another field goal and win.
I guess in my mind, I'm like, I'd be okay with them going for it, even if they didn't have kicker issues.
Got it.
That's all.
Cliff is in Marietta. Final caller. Hey, Cliff.
Hey, what's happening?
Hello.
Hey, Andy, I got two quick questions for you.
Sure.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I got you, Cliff.
Okay. Hey, number one, you said you graduated from Franklin High School. You know, me and my wife, we're Franklin alumni ourselves.
No way.
And I was just curious, been wanting to know what year did you graduate?
You're talking
about a little while after me.
You're talking about Franklin. You're a Franklin Quaker from Seattle?
Yes, sir.
Oh, that is awesome. I graduated.
Yeah, me and my wife.
I graduated in 2003.
Oh, 2003. Lord. Hey, my wife graduated in 73. And I graduated in 74.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. It's awesome to hear from you. Were you there with who was the great football player? Was it Metcalf?
Metcalf.
Yeah.
Terry Metcalf.
That's awesome.
Yep.
That's, well, Cliff, thanks for calling, man. Thanks for calling. And
I got one more question. Yeah. Hey, I haven't heard Randy all this week. Is Randy on leave, holiday, or what?
Yeah, no. Randy had a terrible accident. No, I'm just kidding, Cliff. He didn't. Just kidding. Thank you, Cliff.
Oh.
The terrible accident where his wife convinced him to go on a very fancy vacation. That's what happened. Now
he's
on vacation. They're
I was just wondering if y'all had kicked him to the curb because I haven't heard y'all mention him all week.
Oh, all the time. I'll try to do.
I know y'all ain't supposed.
I'll do a better job of reminding people that Randy is on vacation this week. He will be back on Monday, and it's his wife's birthday. You'll notice this time of year he always takes this week off in October, and they go do a fun trip. And he can tell you where he went on Monday. He didn't say where he was going before he left, so I feel like it's not my place to tell you where he is. But it's nice. You'd like to go. Let's get to takeaways of the day. I know about that. Another Franklin Quaker. Abe has 30 movie ideas at the ready if someone will just ask. Just ask him.
Let's see here. Randy yells at people with his eyes. And Abe went half his life making it come from the top. Then he changed to make it come from the bottom. Toilet paper.
Other way around. Right? Other way around?
Yeah, other way around.
Anyways.
The spirit remains.
Randy's on vacation, but he's not that on vacation.
Yeah, he's not so on vacation. We're talking about Billy Joel, all right? Hey, tomorrow's going to be a Funk Friday. We have a lot to get into ahead of a big football weekend, so be sure to be with us. Talk to you then.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle.
With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.